Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, radio family, and happy weekend. Welcome back. Another great conversation is about to get underway, welcoming you, as I do every weekend, here on our Odyssey stations. This is Community Focus, our public affairs show that gets the word out and talks about great people doing some great things in our community. And I can't find a better person to fit that description than my brother, Joel Leonard, who returns. We continue in our workforce development series, updating you with the latest information on what, Joel, you have termed in many people, and we have had this conversation. First of all, good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, sister. Good to be back.
Good to be back with you. And our 20-year relationship and, of course, your commitment to providing the knowledge on the maintenance crisis in the community, I just commend you, my friend. Now, I want to start somewhat from the beginning to particularly familiarize people who may not know you. And I always like to say good morning to new ones who are tuning in to this public affairs program. Let me just share a little bit about my friend Joel Leonard. One, he developed Skill TV by working with Putman Medium, the first online television network dedicated to helping build awareness of and solutions to the maintenance crisis, with several programs used in manufacturing, training classes, and including interviews with quite the gamut of individuals from congressional leaders, Fortune 500 CEOs, educators, and other government leaders. That's number one. Secondly, Joel has a strong creative talent and wrote the lyrics to two songs, the Maintenance Crisis song and Find Me a Maintenance Woman. And we'll share, Joel, where they can find those wonderfully creative songs on social media. Now, let me jump ahead a little bit. Let's talk about what happened when COVID-19 hit back in 2020. You helped maker spaces around the world devise and plan projects to help first responders via Zoom calls. So all of this wonderful work from day one to where we are today in 2022 has led to your latest initiative, taking a mobile makerspace to rural and undeserved communities with the goal of reaching people who may never have considered until today, hopefully, attending a community college or going into manufacturing. So that's just the abbreviated resume, Joel. And that to me is already impressive. I am so proud of you, of what you have been able to accomplish. And I wanted to add that your hard work really is starting to pay off. And I say that because you have been on a mission with reaching many of our area schools and getting kids excited and interested in the maintenance field and in workforce development in general.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been an honor. And yes, the Davidson County Schools enabled me to go to every middle and most of the high schools mm-hmm. in Davidson County. And it was a whirlwind tour over a couple of months. And every day that I went, we'd start off at 8 o'clock, finish at noon or 1. And they'd pump me through about 100 kids.
Wow.
And I had those kids moving. I had them doing stuff. I've had them picking up the 50-pound hammer that I invented called the Thorminator, Thor, half Terminators from the past and the future. And the kids, they will never forget me. They will never forget those days. And, you know, and I was thinking about it. You know, when people flatter you, you don't know if they're really serious or not. Mm-hmm. But when somebody gives you a backhanded compliment, even though that comes from a source of pain, you know that they're saying something. There's an element that's good in there, and you know that's the truth. So,
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When the teachers got together at one of these schools and come up to me and they said, Thanks for making us look bad.
but that's in a good way, Joel. And I love that you mentioned that, because I wanted to share with our radio family and with our listeners this morning, actually one or two, as time permits, some actual testimonials for some area teachers. With one in particular, let's talk about Mr. Jeff Teague, who happens to be a CTE teacher at Ledford Middle School. Now, did you go to Ledford High?
No, I went to Lexington.
You went to Lexington. Okay. I apologize. I knew it was something with an L, so I'm glad you refreshed my memory. But let me share with you what he had to say, and it's dated from September 28th of this year. To whom it may concern, I would like to take the time to describe a recent morning in my 8th and 7th grade technology classes at Ledford Middle School. Mr. Joel Leonard of Makesboro, USA, visited our classes and guided my students on a technological adventure that, in my opinion, all students should have the opportunity to experience. Through several hands-on project-based learning challenges, the students, and this is quoted, accidentally gained some knowledge and career information while having a blast. In closing, please help our educators make this happen on a more frequent basis. We need to find the funding that will allow Mr. Leonard to work his magic in as many schools and classrooms as absolutely possible. These experiences can do so much in preparing our children to face the working world that lies ahead of him. So talk about thanks for making us look bad.
We weren't the one who said that, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. I don't want to associate that with Mr. T. But to thank him for sharing this information, particularly as an instructor of education, that's huge when you get compliments like that from a teacher.
Well, that actually led to something. I, as you can imagine, I've been sharing that with key folks. It's not, I don't, haven't received payment yet, so I don't want to announce where it came from or where it came from. But I'm actually in discussions with some folks, some high level people in Raleigh who believe in what I do and see the need.
Oh, wonderful, Joel.
And they're going to subsidize some of my classes around the state.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let me also interject.
Encourage others to cover the cost as well. So
beautiful. Let me interject because I really want to add to the same letter that Mr. Teague wrote to you. The next day, the majority of my tech students eagerly asked if and when Mr. Leonard was coming back. That speaks volumes, my friend.
Oh, the kids loved it. I left, and you could just feel like there was a magnet there. They didn't want me to go. And
that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Oh, it was. I knew when I'm in there, you can see the light bulb turn on.
Yeah.
You can see the gears turn. You can see the minds are changing while I'm there, and they're not the same kids when I leave.
Yeah.
And so it is so much. That's why I love doing this. I'm turning jobs in order to do this. And I'm hoping other people in the community and other groups out there want to help support and get me into more schools. We've got to have what I do, everybody, is I remove. If you go ask a kid, you'll see it. You'll see what I'm trying. You go ask a kid what they want to do, and they will have that confused look like they're looking through a hazy fog.
Right.
And I call it the future fog. And what I do is explain what's going on out there. They don't know what's going on with the mega sites. They don't have a clue. They're
right.
Still being a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
And they aren't in tune to all this stuff and what the ramifications are. Their world has changed. They don't have to go outside the state or outside the area to get a good paying job.
Exactly.
They can stay right here, but they got to get ready. And they don't know what's out there. They don't know what's coming, and they don't know how to get ready. And when I'm done with them, they know. And so that's why some folks in Raleigh are like, we got to get this guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when, because we got more jobs than we got people.
Exactly. And that's why you have such a passion, Joel, for doing what you do. Let me, because we have a couple of minutes before we go to break, I wanted to share another encouraging letter from an area teacher, which, by the way, what does CTE stand for those of us who may not know?
It's a new word for vocational education.
Okay,
It's career technical education is what it is.
Fantastic. Now, this one says, to whom it may concern, Joel Leonard from Makesboro, USA, came to visit my class today to get the kids excited and motivated to learn about CTE. He discussed mechanical, civil, and forensic engineering. Then he involved the students in a hands-on activity related to their careers by assigning jobs as the students walked in the classroom. I'm giving the abbreviated version. He had a discussion about jobs coming to North Carolina and how they should take certain classes because there are programs that allow them to be apprentices, which could offer wonderful job opportunities. The kids loved it. They were engaged, motivated, and kept asking when he was going to come back. Sincerely, Mrs. Amanda Copley, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, CTE teacher, okay, of North Davidson Middle School. That's another fantastic testimonial, Joel.
Yeah, she's a wonderful teacher in herself, and yeah, it just was it's an honor to do that. Now, when I got started, I'll tell you a quick little story here.
Sure.
I know we got to go to break,
right.
But we had a kid. He says, "Well, if I when they came in the door, I said, all right, everybody, I got you a job." And when one of the smart aleck kids in the back of the room, he thought he was far enough away he could get away with this.
Right.
He says, well, if I got to work, I'm going to quit. So I marked,
wow.
I figured, I was like, oh my God, if that kind of thinking gets out there, I'll have chaos on my hands. I'll have a rebellion. Every kid won't want to do what I want him to do. So
right.
I had to shut him down. So I put my 6'4" frame right in front of his face.
Wow.
And I says, all right, you don't want to work? He said, nope. And I said, all right, well, you just leave. Everybody else here is going to get some work done today because we ain't here to play. We ain't here to goof off. We're going to get things done.
Right.
You go figure out what you're going to say to whoever finds you in the hallway. Get out of here.
And I'm just picturing all of this in my mind, Joel. Yeah. Wow.
I couldn't deal with that. And,
yeah.
And the teacher was looking at me. Her jaw was on the below her belt.
I'm sure.
It was all. She was like, I've never had a teacher do that. She didn't know what to do. And he just, his eyes bugged out. And every kid there sat at attention. They knew that the world was about to change if they messed around with me. They
right.
were going to they were gonna have to deal with
it. Absolutely,
and
with
so,
that 6'4" frame.
So, I'm sitting there 6'4", 215 now, thank God, pounds, standing right in front of this guy, and he was probably 5'2" or so. He, you know, if he's 20 feet, 30 feet away, he thought he'd get away with it. He
yeah.
couldn't get away with it when I'm 10 inches from his face. So, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to disrupt the class. I'll get back on board here.
There you go.
But that sent the message to the rest of the kids.
It's absolutely.
And I said, hey, you're going to work, but you're going to have fun, too.
That's
and sure
right.
enough, that's what they did.
Excellent. So, and as they say, the rest is history. Joel, you know me. I'm so happy we have a part two to this component, to not only talk about all the great things that have been taking place with what you're doing in our communities, but one thing, too, that I want to address with the second part of our program is to not only provide information on how to help students and educators with Makesboro USA activities, but particularly to focus on something that many in our area are familiar with. We'll get into the details on that on part two about the STEM programs, the science, technology, engineering, and math, and why is empowering women in particular in STEM so important? So let's cover that topic for the part two of Community Focus. Let's do that, my friend.
No problem.
All right. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful company and definitely the company of members of our Community Focus family and one Joel Leonard. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus with me, Renee Vaughn, and we definitely have more great information to share right after this. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you so much, Radio Family, for your great company every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations. A great opportunity to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. And he's definitely family. He's my brother. And many of you, when I say the name, Joel Leonard, of the Maker Movement, who has done quite a number of things in the community. Again, his latest work initiative, taking a mobile makerspace to rural and underserved communities with the goal to reach persons who may have never considered attending a community college or going into manufacturing. Joel, it is wonderful to have your company. I wanted to focus on why is empowering women in STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, so important, particularly what you have been thankfully able to do, because this was something that at one time it was a difficulty with you getting into many of our area school systems. But I wanted to share with those who are tuning in for this segment of Community Focus to really just say how elated I am. And it's not just because I know you personally, my friend, but the fact that kids are really getting excited now that they're able to see what's taking place as regards workforce development, what's happening, particularly as these jobs are coming to the Piedmont Triad. But these companies need the people, the up and coming generation of our kids, to fill these positions at a Toyota plant, at a Boomsonic, and things of that nature.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to start building a pipeline of skilled technicians, and absolutely, we can't do it just by one gender, right, or one race. We got to have everybody involved, and we've got to have everybody up to speed and engaged and prepared. And that's why I've been out trying to beat the bushes and get the schools to let me in.
Right.
And I've been bounced off the walls of some of these. They won't let me even in the door. So to get some support where that's not going to be a cost, won't be an issue, it'll be much easier in the future. At least I hope so. So because you brought up, why do we want women in manufacturing? Well, you know, I talked to somebody one time, and she was very enlightening. She said that she was the first ever reliability engineer that I ever met, and she made over $100,000 a year. She worked for a chemical processing plant down in Louisiana, and she said, you know, I think that women want to do something with their life that helps humanity. And so that's why I think so many women got involved in medicine and education. And so the finances isn't necessarily where things are focused on for them. And so they want to focus on humanity. And you know, she said, I thought about manufacturing. She said she always loved to figure out how things work. She said, yeah, manufacturing does so much for our lives that it's important. And you just think about the supply chains and the PPE problems and right, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You realize, hey, if we don't have manufacturing, we don't have essential goods and products to be able to sustain ourselves. We don't even have enough toilet paper, you know. So there's more than enough opportunities in other things that we need to, and a lot of women have been relegated to lower paying jobs and gender specific jobs. And we got to break those barriers and stereotypes and stigmas and get more women into these fields. Because a $35 an hour welder at $70,000 a year, at John Deere, that's what they pay their welders.
Wow.
And women, believe it or not, and there have been tests, there's been competitions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them. Women beat the men in most situations.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because I don't know about you, but I have not seen a man drive down the highway with the mascara on his eyelid, trying to get a bead on it to get it down right, looking through the rearview mirror, he's driving down the highway. But I've seen a lot of women do that.
Right.
That's the same process.
Yeah.
That's the same process to put on mascara as it is to put on a welding bead.
Yeah.
And so they got attention to detail. They can multitask. They can really focus.
Right.
And so women are good at it.
Yes. Well, thank you for that, Joel. Thank you so much. And see, this is why you have been such a longtime supporter of breaking those stigmas and stereotypes that inhibit women from entering the skill tech and engineering section. And let me add this to, or sector, I'm sorry, the engineering sector.
Yeah,
and let me say this about Joel Leonard, Radio Family. He has even created and administers over 3,500 member Wild Women Welders Facebook group. Let me repeat that. Wild Women, W-O-M-E-N, Welders, W-E-L-D-E-R-S, Facebook group, and even has written a song encouraging women to pursue the maintenance profession called Find Me a Maintenance Woman. Love it, Joel.
You may laugh and you may jeer, but you can keep your Britney Spears because I need a woman that can work with gear. See, I can't use a girl like J-Lo. I need a woman to make things go. Want to know how DC current flows? Why don't you find me a maintenance woman?
I love that. Love it. Love it. And that's not just the only one, Radio Family. I'm going to share some great information. Well, I'll have you do it, Joel, on where they can find those incredible maintenance songs, because they run the gamut, not only encouraging women, but you've got a reggae version, you have a gospel version, you've got all kinds of blues version. You pretty much cover just about all the music genres.
Where I used to post that, they actually, company got bought out and they changed websites on me.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to tell you that. But I'll be posting all those sites up.
Excellent.
All those songs up again. But if anybody wants to Google, find me a maintenance woman, Joel Leonard, they can do that. And if they put in a maintenance crisis song, they can find it there. There's a YouTube version there.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
And believe it or not, Toby Keith came out with his song, High Maintenance Woman, after I sent him a press release.
Really? Wow, I did not know that.
I had a kind of a ripple effect,
fabulous.
That literally, I mean, how can it be a coincidence when 1 week I sent it to him and 2 weeks later he comes out with
he comes out with a song. Absolutely.
Very similar, but not the same. But
Right. That is awesome, Joel. Let me also share, too, with our listeners, and this is basically information that you sent me that I am just, again, so elated for you. Getting back to mentoring women through STEM, I found it fascinating how many women, and this is not just locally here in the United States, but there are a group of women you share with me that are from around the world. One who is a Facebook community manager for 3D printing company from Shenzhen, China. One awesome young lady who is from India, who now lives in the United Kingdom. There is also a beautiful young lady who happens to be in the maintenance field, working with one of the STEM programs in manufacturing, from Nepal. Another from Moldova. I mean, these are places that, you know, a lot of us probably will never visit, but have heard about, at least through our history books. There's even one young lady who is from originally the Ukraine, and we know what the situation is between Russia and Ukraine. That's huge in the news, but she's recently relocated to the United States in Chicago. And then there are just countless others that you have had the opportunity to share with me. That is just amazing. Joel, when we put this on an international scope, that the importance of getting women involved is not only for us here locally, but literally around the world.
Yeah, what's been kind of neat, and you know, I'm at a stage in life, I want to help propel other people's lives. I'm not at a stage where I can just be me first. I need to focus on passing it on and building on their other careers and opening up doors for other folks. And when we got involved with COVID, everybody went up online. Everybody went up to Zoom and all these other online conferencing programs. It's easier to talk to somebody online now. You just push a button than it is to walk across the street and talk to your neighbor.
Right.
So what is local now? It's hard to define. And so in some of these folks I got to meet and we stayed in touch and they consider me family. In fact,
nice.
The gal from Shenzhen's got this cute accent, and she, when she says grandpapa with their Chinese accent, it just melts my heart.
Oh,
you know, and so because I got a white beard, she calls me grandpapa. When she needs something and she has a problem, I mean, that was really, I'll tell you a little bit more detail about her. She was in a job. She didn't really like it that much. It was kind of ran its course.
Right.
And she told me that. And then I was like, I've always wanted to go to Shenzhen, but now with COVID, I can't go. But heck, let's see what kind of jobs are out there.
Yeah.
So I just started looking. and send her a list and then send her more lists. And she was like, how the heck do you know about all these companies and
wow.
that?
Exactly, right?
And then through that, I got her two interviews.
Wonderful.
And then she got a job offer. Well, actually, she went to one. She loved the company. She, mm-hmm. They asked her how much, and she told them. And they were about to hire her, but she had one company that I told her about. And she had heard some bad stuff about this company. She mm-hmm. didn't really want to work there, but they offered her three times more than what
wow.
they were going to offer the other company.
Wow.
And so she was like, I'm stuck in a situation where I feel like a lady that has a either marry the man she loves or marry the man who's got money. And and I was like, well, what you got to do is tell the company what you're dealing with. She says, well, we don't do that. I says, you need to. I don't care if we all do traditionally or not. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did what I told her to do, and she got the company matched it, and sure enough, that's where she works now.
Oh, that is fantastic, Joel, and as the expression goes, the rest is history. Radio family.
Yeah, real quick,
yes.
She asked me, how did you find all these companies? I said, hey, nowadays with the internet, you don't have to know the answers, you just have to know the questions.
Yeah.
Google will tell you the answer.
I'm telling you, what do we do before Google? I ask that every single time. I have Community Focus family here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And thank you for the great company welcoming some of those of you who are joining us here. I'm Renee Vaughn, along with a wonderful member of our Community Focus family, one of many, and Joel Leonard. And Joel, our topic of discussion to get people up to speed with what our great conversation is about, the average age of hundreds of thousands of maintenance people across the globe is over 50 years old. Many
yeah.
have already started to, exactly, many have started to retire. They're leaving empty maintenance positions behind, and companies, both past and present, have been having a challenge in finding qualified workers to fill these
not
vacancies.
In the future, mega jobs. Well, you added 40,000 new jobs. Where are those workers?
Exactly.
Coming?
So, with no one to fix broken pipes, frayed wires, and as you call, Joel, brittle levees, modern nations are finding themselves in what you have coined the maintenance crisis. Well, Joel, this has been such an exciting conversation. And the one thing that I really like is when we have the opportunity to continue as we interject in conversation, individuals locally in our communities that you have worked with. I wanted to mention one gentleman in particular who has been featured here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. He happens to not only be a proud father and community organizer and visionary, but in 2014, Stephen Matthews founded Punch for Pounds Kids, where developing today's youth into tomorrow's leaders, and through combat sports. Actually, he was very much involved in boxing, and I believe, did Stephen say mixed martial arts? Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Some of that. I'm
some of that
sure
is. Okay.
That, yeah.
But anyway, the selfless service of mentoring and the advocacy of healthy thinking, Stephen took the core values of soldiering, and he began empowering the youth of Guilford County and surrounding areas. And I know that we had the joy of speaking with Stephen Matthews and also Cameo Parks with Punch for Pounds Kids. And it was such a joy in hearing Stephen's backstory. And I know it was a joy for you because that afforded you the opportunity to get to know Stephen and especially his great work in the community as well.
Yeah, he's engaged me and got me involved with his kids, and they bring a different set of issues and challenges, but
right.
they're wonderful folks, and I absolutely love working with them.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they're ready right now on the standby. If you hang on just
sure.
a second, let me get them.
All right, let's buzz them up here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family, again for the great company and every weekend for tuning in to hear great conversation here on our Odyssey stations. How is everyone?
How
I'm good. How are you, Cameo? It's good to have you back.
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you, Renee?
Doing fantastic. Well, Radio Family, we have them here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Again, it is Punch for Pound Kids with Stephen Matthews and Cameo Parks. Stephen, it is good to have you and Cameo back. Now, you are the welterweight people's champ of Greensboro native. You served in 2003's Iraqi Endure Freedom War as a U.S. Army Chemical Operations Combat Veteran. And upon your return, you were promoted to the United States Army Sergeant at the early age of 19, but then you came back home to North Carolina. You created this wonderful organization, and with the help of a great staff that includes Cameo Parks, you have been mentoring with the advocacy of healthy thinking, taking the core values of soldiering, even welterweight boxing, and combining the two to really begin empowering the youth in Guilford County. It's great to have you back, both of you, again on the program. How is Radio Family doing? How you been doing since the last time we talked?
Wow. Well, let me just first say thank you for that awesome introduction.
I got to give credit where credit is due. I got to thank the person who wrote the bio on your website. That's who we need to thank.
Thank you, Cameo. Thank you.
Yes, Cameo. Thank you, Cameo.
You're welcome.
We're doing great. We sincerely appreciate you for having us. It's always a pleasure to be able to be a part of empowering communities, especially with information that's not always readily available. And so that's one of our innate abilities, is to be able to kind of go into a community and build solid relationships and connect the dots. So thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And speaking of, and that's just perfect timing to transition with the relationship, and especially Stephen and Cameo, the partnership with Joel Leonard, and what both of you are doing to really empower our young folk. And just let me start by asking this: what has been the greatest joy for all three of you when it comes to just working with our youth in general? When we have programs and organizations such as this, what do you think the kids take away the most when they engage in programs that you offer?
So this is going to be a little bit of a pivot, and just because we were just having this conversation.
Really?
So literally, we're just having this conversation, and we're talking about the recent homicides in Greensboro, right? And in High Point. And I was just talking with Stephen about the fact that we get to really impact the life of some young person who's in the fifth or sixth grade.
Right.
And because we operate from the place of coaching, that relationship is sustained through 11th and 12th grade, which can take them into the workforce that we have exposed them to. But it is the relationship piece that is key. When a young man calls and says, you know, coach, I need to talk, or coach, you know, we need food, or there is a great need, right?
Yeah.
They're calling because they know that they can trust him. They know that we're going to do our best to provide a service. I remember we were doing a roadside assistance project. We had hired some people, and we were going to Atlanta.
Right.
And we took some of our young people with us. That level of exposure changes the trajectory of their lives and the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So before they get to the workforce piece, if you're talking about a fifth and sixth grader, how do we sustain them enough to get them to the place of workforce? And that's through the relationship.
Right. Very true. And I love that, because not only are you working with your area youth, Stephen, I wanted to also share and kind of boast on both of you some more. You host a weekly community awareness segment that's known as Ring Talk, RingTalk, via Facebook Live, and you have a variety of different guests that discuss the various issues we're talking about here on Community Focus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ring Talk, that was an awesome opportunity, a very creative way of engaging municipal and county.
Right.
And being able to introduce their positions, what that entails, how they represent the district, and be able to inform our community where their power sources are.
Absolutely.
And begin to educate them on how to utilize what their rank structure looks like and how to be able to be a part of impacting their community on the ground level.
Wow.
And so, yeah, ring talk, discussing the challenges and opponents inside of a melanated community. That was just important for us during the campaign season to ensure that the community had the best opportunity to make the best decision for mayor and the other seats that were available.
And Stephen, that brings us to where we are now and the joy of being able to talk with you and Cameo and Joel. And again, emphasizing your wonderful partnership. And again, to refresh the memories or even for new ones who may just be tuning into the program. Joel, if you don't mind, give us the backstory on how you met Stephen and Cameo.
Well, they had heard about me, and I think they got one of my flyers. I put together, when I got the mobile makers piece, I put together a technology tailgate party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Cameo saw it, and then she called me, and she knows some same folks that I know, and we got together, and they engaged me when they had Stephen had organized a kickball event and at a park in downtown Greensboro, and I came out and gave a demonstration on the laser engraving and CNC, and had a blast with the kids that day. And then since the summer, we did several programs for them, and got them involved with the industrial sensors and the thermal cameras, and even did a creative event where they got to do some crafting.
Wow.
And had to use their imagination to turn trash into treasure. So it was just a lot of fun to see these kids and see, watch again, the gears turn, the light bulbs turn on.
Exactly.
And watch them grow as they're learning things that they won't hear in school. They won't hear and won't experience. And so it's really a blessing that they gave me that opportunity, and I'm thrilled that we're about to start a 3D printing program with
excellent
experience. And Stephen has the 3D printer. I've arranged for a techie kid. And now this kid's the smartest kid I ever had come through the forge.
Wow, love
he
it.
Was 17 years old, mm-hmm. and he literally showed us how to use the 3D printer.
I love it. You know what, Joel and Stephen and Cameo, it's really hard to believe that we only have at the conversation, or with the conversation, I should say, we're having today. We're about to say goodbye to 2022. And when I think about of the incredible things that have happened in just this year alone, I can only imagine what's in store for the youth of our community as you continue to empower our kids going into 2023. I can't even begin to imagine how much knowledge between just the three of you alone are about to drop on our young people. I just can't say enough how much I appreciate what all three of you have been doing, and I'm sure are looking forward to even expanding going into a new year.
Oh, I can't wait. I've already got some, and Stephen and Cameo don't even know this. I've already got commitments from several employers to come out and talk to his kids.
Oh, beautiful.
So we got Nucor Steel, who's building a steel mill down in Davidson County. We got Edgar, who's building, who already has a OSB plant in Davidson County, and we got Mohawk Lumber or Mohawk Flooring that needs 100 maintenance techs. And this is a highly automated company that pays their maintenance staff at least 50 or 60 a year.
Wow.
So that's already in the work.
You hear that, Stephen, and Cameo?
So exciting.
Yes.
So we've got that, and again, we get them playing with 3D printers,
mm-hmm.
and I tell people 3D printing is like the gateway drug to manufacturing. If they can learn how to 3D print, they start they can see something that they had in their imagination that's come out into actuality, like the replicator on Star Trek. I mean, that is the most incredible gadget. And then that gets them more intrigued. And they also realize that machine senses. If they don't take care of it, it's going to break. And if it breaks, they got to figure out how to fix it.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Steven says, I don't want to get this thing already pre-made. I want this to be in the canister, and I want that kid to show me how to do it. Well, we're going to arrange that.
Excellent. To build it from scratch.
The team will know how to fix it if it breaks.
That's right. That's right. I tell you, time always flies when one is having fun. So, Joel, Steven, Cameo, please, if you can, leave contact information for those who are listening here on Community Focus, how best to reach both of you. Whoever would like to go first.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee.
Sure.
So please reach us. We have an awesome website where you're able to either A, volunteer and join our team. We have an awesome internship pool with ANC and High Point University. So all college students, if you're listening, please get on our website, P4Kids, the letter P, the number 4Kids.com. Parents, entities, agencies, all those interested in Punch for Pound Kids being a part of you guys' success, you can reach us there. Email P4KidsGC, as in Guilford County, at gmail.com. If you want to reach Cameo Parks, info CameoParks at gmail.com as well.
Excellent. And Joel Leonard, you have the floor, my friend.
All right. Well, first of all, I hope the community lifts this group up. They do so much and can do so much more. Please, please help uncover some funding to help them do more. Anyway, my number is please during business hours or reasonable hours. But you can call me at 336-338-1011. That's 336-338-1011. You can find me on LinkedIn. Joel Leonard, the maker's maker, and I'm in the process of updating my website. So it will be makesboroughusa.com once we get finalized. I just hired a kid that used to live across the street from me, and this kid's thinking about adding in wiki pages and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, so I'm redesigning my website, and but it'll be up soon. But in the meantime, call me, 336-338-1011. And if you're looking for work, call me. I'll get you a dang job.
Thank you so much, Radio Family. I can't end that show any better than myself than to say thank you for listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. You know, as always, with me, no goodbyes. Just until next time, and continue with the good things you're doing in our communities. As Radio Family, we will bring to a close another fabulous conversation with Joel Leonard, Cameo Parks, Stephen Matthews, joining me, Renee Vaughn. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Please stay safe, and everyone take care. Until that next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.